Stocks are hovering around all-time highs today after yesterday's announcement from the Federal Reserve that it will start a gradual reduction, a taper, if you will, of its bond buying program. That program has been injecting $85 billion a month into the economy, and the Federal Reserve will cut that amount by about $10 billion starting in January. So what does all that mean for you and me? On the line with us from Chicago, we have Robert Johnson. He is director of economic analysis at the independent investment research firm Morningstar. Robert, welcome.
Great to be here today.
And we should say you're not Robert Wood Johnson, which we always hear about in the NPR funding credits. You're a totally different one. But what does this mean for ordinary people, especially people who might have a retirement account or an investment account through E-Trade or Scottrade or one of these companies?
Sure, absolutely. Certainly, I think with the Fed tapering, the key thing that will happen is that interest rates will continue to move higher. The whole purpose of the bond buying program was to depress long-term interest rates. The Fed has always had direct control of short-term rates and can influence them very easily. This time, because of a poor economy, because of fiscal policy concerns, they went after the long-term rates, and rates are a lot lower than they otherwise would have been, and now they're on their way back up again.
So, therefore, if you've got an account somewhere, what should you do? Should you buy, sell, what?
Sure. I think rates are likely to move up. I think if you've got an account somewhere, I think the rates that you get at the bank may not change much at all over the next year or two. The Fed, in their announcement about changing their long-term bond purchases, is that they're going to keep short-term rates low until the unemployment rate gets under 6.5%. So, unfortunately, I wouldn't be running to the bank tomorrow for the new higher rates. They won't be there yet.
You're talking about interest rates if you have a savings account or something like that.
Absolutely. If you've got a CD account, a certificate of deposit at a bank, or a bank savings account, rates on those types of accounts, at least in the short run, are still going to be pretty close to zero. What is moving up is rates on longer-term government bonds, on corporate bonds, and also rates on mortgages, perhaps a little bit in car loans, and maybe even in credit cards.
So what about if you're in the market for a house or you want to refinance your mortgage? Is this a time to do it?
I think it's still a great time to do it. I mean, when I came out of graduate school, interest rates on mortgages were 16%, and I view the levels that we're at now as great bargains. And I think even though they're up off their lows, keep in mind we were probably as low as 3.5% in terms of a 30-year mortgage. That's gone up to about 4.5%. And you say, oh, I missed the bottom. Oh,
yeah.
But, I mean, that's still a really, really attractive long-term rate for an asset purchase like a home.
Although prices have come up quite significantly over the last couple of years in the housing market.
Yeah. No, absolutely. The housing prices have come up, and I think this higher interest rate may do a little bit to slow some of that home price appreciation.
What about stocks? Because we know so many people got out of the market when the market crashed in 2008. A lot of ordinary investors decided, forget it, this is not for me. Yeah, I don't have the temperament to deal with something like this. But have people now missed the rally, or do we know?
Well, it's always a very hard call. But the market has moved up about 170, 180% off of that bottom you mentioned in 2009 when everyone got so scared. And now with the bonds, we're creating some competition for the stocks now. So maybe stocks have seen some of the best of their gains. But nevertheless, stocks are going to be your asset that grows the most of any other asset. The other things you hold, your cash, your bonds, are really to help you deal with all the volatility that you have in stocks. You've got an asset in stocks that can go up 50% or down 50%, and you certainly don't want all of your assets in something that's probably quite that volatile. And so you use the bonds and other assets as kind of a ballast, if you will, to control some of those. And I think short-term bonds can still be used to do that. I think they're part of an overall portfolio. But our valuation work here at Morningstar suggests that the market is relatively fairly valued. It's not overvalued. It's not a bubble. And it's certainly not depressed either. And, you know, a good time to get in the market is in my view, most times. You want to put your money to the market, money in the market to work, and leave it in there as long as you can to build for that long-term retirement goal.
Robert Johnson is Director of Economic Analysis at the independent investment research firm Morningstar. He was with us from Chicago. Robert, thanks.
Thank you.